From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Roxanne Roberts, and Peter Gross. And here again is your host at the Music Hall in Cincinnati, Ohio, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Laura from Fargo, North Dakota.
Hey, how are things in Fargo?
Excellent, excellent.
Really? They're not freakishly cold yet?
No, of course not. It's beautiful fall here.
Oh, awesome. What do you do there?
I do communications for a hospitality company.
You do communications for a hospitality? What is a hospitality company?
We own and operate hotels across
the country. Oh, I see. That kind of hospitality. I thought you were just nice.
We are that, of course.
Well, that's excellent. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Laura's topic?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No. That's the topic, Peter.
Oh, everybody grows up, learns some variation on the old jokes. Knock, knock. Guy walks into a bar. Kanye West. This week we read about an old joke coming to life in the news. Guess which panelist is telling the real-life joke, and you'll win Carl's voice in your home voicemail. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. First, let's hear from Peter Gross.
The city of Gdansk, Poland, isn't just famous for having the country's sixth biggest population, an average summer temperature of 72 degrees, a large seaport, and a very easy-to-read Wikipedia page. It also boasts one of Poland's most thriving theater communities. This fall, the People's Theater of Gdansk was mounting a production of West Side Story, with the clean-cut, finger-snapping Jets representing Poles and the dastardly high-kicking Sharks standing in for the Russians. But on opening night, a key light on the set went out in the middle of the show. It needed to be fixed, and fixed fast. But an argument erupted over whose job it was to fix it. Strict electricians' union rules dictated that only a union electrician be allowed to work on lighting equipment. But equally strong stagehands' union laws called for a stagehand to perform any and all work on a theatrical set. So they made a deal. The electrician stood on the chair holding a light bulb while the stagehand turned the chair. The show was able to go on after it took two poles to screw in the light bulb.
Pretty interesting story of the old joke about how many poles does it take to screw in a light bulb coming true because of union rules. Your next someone of starting a joke that got the whole world laughing comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Rachel Brooks heard plenty of Yo Mama jokes during the 7 years she taught gym in L.A.'s middle schools. Yo Mama's so fat, she has her own zip code. And your mama's so fat that people jog around her for exercise. But now the joke's on everyone else. The former teacher is the founder of the new Yo Mama Plus Size Fitness line, which just landed a $1 million deal with Home Shopping Network. Quote, I'm a large woman, Brooks told the LA Times, but I've always been fit and I look good. In a crowded field of earnest exercise gear, she says plastering Yo Mama across her colorful spandex clothing makes customers laugh and buy the products, especially ironic young urban professionals. FUBU founder Damon John invested $500,000. Comedian Monique is her new spokeswoman. Brooks' new motto? Your mama's so rich, she can buy her own zip code.
Yo Mama turned on its ear by an entrepreneur in L.A. And your last story of someone whose life is a joke comes from Mo Rocca.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it was finally safe to do so. In Britain, owners are dressing their pet chickens in fluorescent bibs to protect them from motorists. The high-visibility chicken jackets, which come in pink and yellow, were designed by a company called Omelette, which is also the name of something that chickens help make. Quote, most people who have chickens as pets will have them out and about, says the company spokesperson, and we do hear about chickens who do cross the road. The shower-proof bibs, no, chickens don't have to take them off when they bathe, have a Velcro fastening at the front and a quilted lining. The company warns that the chicken jacket is not suitable for pajamas and should be removed at night. Jane Howorth, founder of the British Hen Welfare Trust, yes, that Jane Howorth, hopes it will discourage the fad of owners putting their chickens in hand-knit sweaters, which, let's face it, are probably pretty itchy. For the chickens, not people.
You don't want to start that again, Mo. All right, here are your choices. One of these is a true story from the week's news. From Peter Gross, how union rules got two poles to screw in a light bulb in the, shall we say, jocular fashion. From Roxanne Roberts, a company in which yo mama has become not an insult but a phrase of respect. Or from Mo Rocca, the story of how chickens are now crossing the road safely in England. Which of these is the real story of an old joke turning true?
I'm going to have to go with Mo and the chickens.
Really? Why is that?
Safety first. This is logical.
Safety, it's logical, safety first. All right, well, your choice is Mo's story of the chickens learning to cross the road safely with their little vests. Well, we spoke to somebody intimately involved with this story.
Chickens should always be supervised. I wouldn't say that just because they're wearing a high-vis jacket means that they're completely safe crossing the road.
That was Johannes Paul, a spokesman for Omelette, the company that makes the chicken vests. Congratulations. You got it right, Laura. Well done. You earned a point for Mo Rocca. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your voicemail. And more importantly, you've taught Roxanne a lesson that sounding reasonable simply won't help.
And now I'm craving one of these little chicken bibs. I don't even have any chickens, and I want one
of
these
bibs. Well, sure, they are adorable. Laura, congratulations, and thanks so much for playing with us today.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.